Kjell alone og med seg mer og mamma min med mer og dære. Fygge mye kutter der og mamma med på en satsa tok. Sitter hun ja visja hål og gitte va, gitte venner som på bakkalare der mannen den i. Sitter vikk ja vandre ser bakkalare fikk jeg med.
Hey, hi, how you doing? This is Gerald Celente, and it's Trends this week on Progressive Radio Network, PRN. We get real news in the fake news world. Well, let's see. The Russians are coming. The Russians are coming. The hatred that the media has built up against the Russians is disgusting. And it's not just the media, it's the combination of media, the military, industrial complex, and you can see who owns Washington. Yep. All you have to do is look at the facts, folks. Yeah. They just voted on those Russian sanctions. Check it out. In the House of Representatives, which do not represent us. What a BS word that is, huh? What did Disney make that label up? The House of Representatives. The only people they represent are the people that pay them off. Oh, they're not pay us, Mr. Celente. Calm down. Those are campaign contributions. Yeah, what am I, 6 years old? Shove it, Jack. Well, I should say de Blasio and Cuomo and little Chucky Schumer. And all the rest of you lousy, lying little boys and girls. The Ryans, the McConnells, the Lindsay. Did you come out of the closet yet, Graham? House of Representatives. They don't represent you or me. All you people that vote Democratic and Republican, I don't want to hear a word from you again. You keep voting for your liars and your freaks. Every one of them, except three, voted for sanctions against Russia in the House of Representatives. And by the way, you Democratic folks, you really got folked by them. Every one of them voted for sanctions against Russia. Every one of them. Three Republicans didn't. What a disgrace. What did Russia do? Well, they invaded Crimea. They didn't invade Crimea. They've been there longer than America's been a country. And had a deal after Gorbachev gave back Ukraine to Ukraine. Excuse me, Khrushchev, not Gorbachev. Gorbachev, Khrushchev, Greenberg, Iceberg. What's the difference? Anyway, you read why they sanction Russia. Election hacking. Hacking? You're a bunch of hacks, you little clowns that keep repeating this word. Not one piece of evidence. Matter of fact, folks, even Obama said there was no evidence. Folks, that's right. Just a couple of days before Trump got inaugurated, he admitted it. Only assumptions. And you could believe the CIA and the FBI because all they ever do is F you. Yeah, you know that Saddam Hussein. He had weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda and Al Capone. Yeah. You believe them. You believe the Gulf of Tonkin incident that slaughtered over 3 million people in Vietnam, killed over almost 60,000 of our soldiers, ruin lives of hundreds of thousands of others that were wounded mentally as well. They don't mention that. Lives. They're liars. That's right. Don't forget to salute. Yeah, salute. All you people that salute these guys dressed up in their military drag, man, save it. Nothing. Nothing to show but blood on their hands and a long list of murder brought to you by the Bloods and the Crips, your Democrats and Republicans. No election hacking, no proof at all. All this was, it's a Democratic and Obama administration push, this anti-Russia policy that happened under the Obama administration, was going on under Bush and Clinton, and keeps on going. Oh, yeah, you remember the end of the Cold War. Yeah, it was going to be the end of war. All the United States has done since then is invade other countries. A near unanimous vote. And again, the lousy little three no votes in the House of Non-Representatives. The House of Representatives is a big pharma, big oil, Wall Street, and everybody else that shafts it to you. That's the House of Representatives. That's who they represent. They don't represent me. Bunch of clowns. This other little guy, Senator Ben Cardin of Maryland, when they passed it in the Senate, quote, a nearly united Congress is poised to send President Putin a clear message on behalf of the American people. Hey, listen, Junior, I'm an American people. You're not doing this on behalf of me. You little low-life nothing of a man. You little slimy, gutless coward. Ben Cardin, Ben piece of crap. The hatred that they're building against Russia. And they should. I mean, after all, look what Putin did to Libya. And remember how he laughed when they asked him how he felt when Muammar Gaddafi was murdered. You remember what he said. We came, we saw, he died. Oh, no, no, Salenti, you got it wrong. That was Hillary Clinton. And it wasn't Russia that overthrew the sovereign nation of Libya, who did nothing to anybody. The richest nation in Africa that treated its people better than just about any other country there. No, it was the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize arrogant Barack Obama. Yeah, Obama. Yeah, you remember the 4,000 innocent people he killed with drone strikes. Don't you wish he was back? Ben Cardin, Obama. It's a freak show. And you know me, the only reason I like Trump in there is because he's showing what a freak show it is, boy. Freaks front and center. He can't put on the act that the other ones did. Imagine this little clown. Congressional leaders have reached an agreement on sweeping sanction legislation to punish Russia for its election meddling. No proof at all. All lies. Propaganda right in front of our eyes, and people buy it, suck it up, and believe it. You have no idea how many people I know that now hate Russia and believe the lies coming out of the New York slime, the disgusting newspaper of no record at all, the toilet paper of record, because it's all it's good for. All they do is take us to war. Calm down, Salenti. Don't be angry. Suck up, bow down, be a coward like the rest of us. And remember, if Jesus Christ could become violent and pick up a whip to drive the money changers out of the temple, and I went to Catholic school, I could be angry. I could be angry at injustices and immorality. And angry I am, because I could see where this is going. And I put my money where my mouth is. I launched OccupyPeace.us. Go to the website, trendsresearch.com, trendsresearch.com. Go to Occupy Peace. You'll see Gary Knoll up there helping us launch it. Ralph Nader, Cindy Sheehan, Dr. Robert Thurman. Where are the rest of you? Gutless little people. It's what this country's turned into. Protest. You protest for 6 minutes, you go home, and you forget about it. I protested. I went to Washington. Yeah, big deal. We have the only peace program with a platform. It's a platform that nobody wants to buy because they're gutless in this country. No foreign entanglements. Could you handle that one? Is that too big for you to swallow? This got a study that came out that men's sperm count is at a record low. This, yeah, I wonder why. It's not only the food they eat, because they lost how to become a man. No men left in this country. You get in an argument with somebody else, they call the cops on you. I've had it done to me more than once. I got a jerk over here next to me that keeps, a neighbor that keeps infringing on my property. Every time I call him out, he calls the cops. Yeah, Wynn Morrison, a real estate agent up here. Guy violates my property, builds a roof on top of my roof, extends it, one thing after another. A lying little boy, and he calls the cops. They can't be men. There's no men. There are very few men left in this country. Be politically correct. They let these little clownly little boys of nothing in Congress tell you how to live your life. It's a disgrace. Look what they're doing to us with Russia. Here's another little nothing, another little disgusting human being. I can't stand these people because they're destroying this country. This other little clown, all these little boys and girls never work a day in their lives. All they do is suck off the public, you know what. Benefits like you've never had in your life and never will get. Lifelong jobs of doing nothing other than telling us how to live. Senate Minority Leader Little Chucky Schumer called the sanction legislation strong. Given the many transgressions of Russia and President Trump's seemingly inability to deal with them, a strong sanctions bill, such as the one the Democrats and Republicans have agreed to, is essential. Little Chucky Schumer slimed out of his disgusting, arrogant mouth, a murderer, a man that loves war, a little boy that couldn't fight his way out of a paper bag. But boy, did they talk tough, all these little nothings, these little nothings of nobody. Oh, and I forgot the other one, Hoyer. Yep. You know him, don't you? Yep, Hoyer. Steny Hoyer of Maryland. Yeah, Hoyer, you're spelling it wrong, man. It's Hora. W-H-O-R-E. Or Hori. The legislation ensures that both the majority and minority are able to exercise our oversight role over the administration's implementations of sanctions. Hoyer blabbed out of his mouth as the crap and BS spewed out with it. Who do these sanctions hurt? The people. And we got to watch out, them Russians, man. They got all them old ships and a $48 billion budget. What, they're going to bring the budget now in America to $700 billion, the military budget? And Russia has a stinking lousy budget of $48 billion? What is this? What are these sanctions going to do? All they're going to do is hurt the people. All they're going to do is hurt the Russian people, and especially a lot of Europeans, because they deal with Russia. Like farmers. Hey, can't get any prosciutto anymore over there, huh, in Russia. Yeah. No provolone, no parmesan. Yep. All at the, no, hey, keep that French wine out of here. Not allowed to bring it in. This happened under Obama, by the way. The same, you know, when Russia invaded Crimea, they did not invade Crimea. But they keep using that line over and over and over again. A nearly united Congress is poised to send President Putin a clear message on behalf of the American people and our allies. And we need President Trump to help us deliver the message, said little Benny Cardin of Maryland. B.S. Benny. The Russians. Yeah, they better end that 16-year war they got in Afghanistan over there, man. Yeah, the one that cost them over $2.5 trillion. Yeah, that war. The war that's caused probably about 1 million people dead over there and destroyed the country. Those lousy Russians. Oh, no, that was brought to you by another little lowlife of a human being, a disgusting little clown, that any time he has to sell his coloring book paintings that appears on NBC, CBS, Fox, ABC, and FU, you know what, little Georgie Bush, when they bring him out there like a clown that he is, brought us that war. We outlined in our Trends Journal Bush's speech to the nation 9 days after 9/11, when he basically declared war against Afghanistan. And what I wrote was that only a madman would speak these words, and only people dumbstruck with terror would believe them. And believe they did. Not one word of proof, not one sensible thought of why we went into Afghanistan. There's a man by the name of Osama bin Laden that lives there. Oh, yay! Everybody claps. Yay! Let's get him. Oh, yeah, remember when he died? Yeah, we never saw the body. They dumped it in the ocean. Remember that? Remember that? Remember that, stupid people? Oh, yeah, we did. We just wanted to follow a Muslim tradition. So after we slaughtered the guy, we throwed him in the ocean. And they believe that crap. And you know what Obama called it? After he was dead, allegedly, bin Laden? Quote, we brought him to justice. That's right. That's right. Every little lowlife moron that bows down to your Obama. That's what justice is from the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner. Justice means slaughtering somebody. Mowing him down, man. Brought him to justice. No judge, no jury, no trial. And why? That is justice in Obama's mind, because that's the arrogant traitor to America that on New Year's Eve 2011, when nobody was watching, other than the ball dropping on Times Square, that he robbed us of our habeas corpus rights, giving El Presidente of Los Estados Unidos the right to slaughter anybody, any place, any time, for no reason at all, because, A, I'm the commander in chief. Isn't that great, huh? That's who we got. And that's what we're getting. Getting shafted. It's a disgrace. One disgrace after another. The Senate passed that bill, by the way, 97-2. And this is the propaganda coming out the Washington Post. For the U.S. intelligence community, the Post asserted, there is no such doubt, meaning that the Russians went into the Democratic National Committee and hacked their email. Mr. Trump's refusal to accept those conclusions and the possibility he might reverse sanctions imposed on Russia for that interference and for its military invasion of Ukraine has generated an extraordinary consensus in an otherwise polarized Congress. There's no such doubt. There is doubt. There is no evidence. As you read, by the way, a great site to go to, I believe, and you know the motto of the Trends Journal and myself, is think for yourself. As my dear father, may his soul rest in peace, would remind me, every time I'd shoot my mouth off without having facts, he'd look at me as a young boy, and in Italian he'd say to me, Pappagallo, parrot, stop repeating what everybody else is saying. And think for yourself. Well, boy, he'd get in trouble for saying that now. Anyway, a site that I would suggest is Consortium News, Robert Parry. He's the guy that broke the Iran-Contra scandal. He used to work for AP. A real stand-up guy. Day after day, he's putting out the facts. There is no evidence at all that Russia hacked the DNC. And let's suppose they did. What did they find out? What a criminal operation the Clinton Foundation is? And how they all get paid off to do dirty deals? Well, what was it? And how they screwed Bernie Sanders, B.S. Bernie? You vote for me, you get free education, get free healthcare. I voted against the Iraq War. Buy two conditions, you get one free. I seen the act before, Bernie, you lying little crap junk. You voted for the Afghan War. You voted for Bill Clinton's slaughter throughout Iraq when he was in there. And you voted to support all the military budgets. Consortium News. And you can see what lies are being told by the media and sold to us by the Bloods and the Crips that people like to call the Democrats and the Republicans. Yep. None of the allegations, not one of the allegations made by the Post and the New York Slime, the toilet paper of record, can be proven. Not one. Intelligence community. Boy, Joseph Goebbels would be proud of you guys, man. Yep. And Russia did not have a military invasion of Ukraine. It's the United States, the Obama administration. That pushed the regime change. In Ukraine. We wrote about it in detail as it was happening. Back in 2013, 2014. You could see it coming. Go back to 2013. Google up Victoria Nuland, N-U-L-A-N-D. M-O-U-S-C. Victoria Nuland, Washington Press Club, December 2013. Sign a Chevron over one shoulder, Exxon over the other. National Press Club of D.C., saying how the future of Ukraine is in the path set for it by the International Monetary, the IMF, the International Mafia Federation. She's passing out cookies along with John Insane McCain. And long before Trump said he wasn't a hero, McCain, I've been saying that for years. A hero. His plane got shot down, bombing innocent people. A little nothing that would have been wiped out of the Navy if his old man and his granddaddy weren't admirals for crashing planes and barely getting out of Annapolis. Another guy born on third base and thought he had a home run. Him passing out cookies at Maidan Square, too. Maidan Square in Kiev. Yep. Spearheaded by the fascist organizations, operations that wanted to overthrow and did the pro-Russian Yanukovych government that was democratically elected. And you read the reasons why the low-life Democrats and Republicans in the House and the Senate voted for these sanctions against Russia because Russia's presence in Syria. Yeah, what right does Russia have to be in Syria? They were only invited in there by Assad, the president of Syria, to stop the overthrow of the government funded by the United, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, and the Saudis, the Wahhabis, the beheaders in chief, and the other Arab Little League murderers. Yes, Saad, duly elected by the people of his nation, internationally monitored. Oh, he invited Russia in there, didn't he? Well, what right do they have to be there? The United States is there. In violation of international law. Yep. Yep, the editorial complaint letter in the Post complains about Trump's actions are handing Russia, quote, major concessions for nothing, including the withdrawal of U.S. support for rebel forces in Syria. Could you believe this? Rebel forces. Oh, by the way, I'm totally on Trump's side for not giving them any more of our money. Hey, how's those subways in New York City, huh? Hey, I saw de Blasio on one the other day. What another little clown of nothing. Oh, they make the scene one day. This is a guy, when he gets in his car, man, they close down the streets. They'll knock you over and let him go any way he wants. Billions of dollars spent for moderate rebels. Never saw a face of one of them. A face, you know what? Yeah. Major concessions, yep. The withdrawal of U.S. support for rebel fire. I'm all with favor of Trump on that. Yep. Syrian opposition forces dominated by Al-Qaeda. Oh, no, that was Saddam Hussein had connections to Al-Qaeda, not the U.S. military. No. You mean the ones that they gave money to overthrow Gaddafi as well? They will go on to say that the sanctions are essential because, quote, Trump cannot be trusted to protect vital U.S. interests against, you ready? Persistent Russian aggression. What vital interests? What vital interests? Russian aggression? Yeah, they're in Somalia now. No, they're in Mali. Nope, nope, nope. They're in Sudan. No, they're throughout Africa. AFRICOM. Yeah, AFRICOM. Yep. Those Russians. What? Look what the Russians are doing in Yemen by supplying those Saudis with all those weapons to slaughter all those innocent people that never hardly makes the news of the New York Slime or the Washington Post. Brought to you by Amazon. Could you imagine? Russian aggression. Yeah, what those Russians did to the Middle East. My God. Look how they destroyed Iraq. I'm telling you, it's the Russians that are responsible for these ISISs and these radicals. Yeah, by bombing the hell out of Iraq, destroying it, turning it into rubble. Look what they did to it. I was an Iraqi young guy and the Russians came in there and overthrew my president, even though I didn't like him, and destroyed my country and occupied it. Had that Russian sniper. Yeah, remember that movie about the Russian sniper? Yeah, that brave guy that used to shoot people. Got 130 of them or something. Yeah, let's make a movie about it. Yay! Dun, 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 dun. Oh, that was the Americans. It wasn't the Russian aggression, was it? Can you imagine if this was reversed? The propaganda in this nation right now is like nothing I've ever seen in my lifetime. Every day, every day, every day. Every day, every day, the media whores, el prostitutes, putting out for their Washington Johns and their corporate whoremasters. Get paid to put out hate. Yep. The Soviet Union fell in 1991. It was not the end of history. All it's been is a quarter century of the United States neocon agenda, murdering people around the world. We got Bruce from Tennessee.
Well, good afternoon or good morning, Gerald. Two questions for you. Firstly, what happened with your trip to Thailand?
I'm sorry, with who?
What happened with your trip to Ireland?
We didn't make it.
Okay. And secondly, what's your opinion on the senatorial vote that happened last evening regarding the Obamacare, where they brought in McCain that saved their bacon?
You know, Bruce, it's a freak show. And that's all it is. I mean, you know, Obamacare stinks too. That was the other thing. None of these programs work. And that's what nobody's talking about. You look at the rates that have gone up on Obamacare. You look at the number of insurance companies that pulled out in different states. And this is fascism, the merger of state and corporate powers, whereby we are being forced. We're being forced to buy health care from private corporations. It's a tax on the people. So Obamacare stinks. The new plan stinks. The business of America's war. They don't care about a real health care plan that's going to help we the people. And look at the shape of we the people. What do we got? Two-thirds of the people are overweight. Look at the crap that they're eating. There's no self-respect, no dignity. No one, I shouldn't say no, No one. The people that listen to PRN and other networks that are concerned about this understand the responsibility of taking the health into their own hands when they can and don't rely on the government for everything. But, you know, there's no real health care plan in the works from either party. Why don't we have a nationalized health care system like every other civilized country? I'll tell you why. Because the money's going into the hands of the few. It's the Bezos that buys the Post, the Washington Post. Eight people in the world have more money than half the world's population combined, according to Oxfam. 95% of the wealth created since Obama has gone to the 5% in this country. That's why we don't have national health care. And all our money's going to the military-industrial complex, the cyber-industrial complex. That's where the dough is going. So that's why we don't have
it. And speaking about the military-industrial complex, what's your opinion on what just the edict that he just issued forth about no transgender, whatever that means these days, into the military?
Yeah. Again, those are side issues. You know, it are side issues. And they deflect what's going on a bigger level. You know, this is... You know, it's taking the focus off the major issues of what's really going on.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Bruce. Anybody else want to call? We have the numbers 888-874-4888. 874-888-874-4888. Yep, this thing is heating up. And it's the sanctions, by the way, the Europeans aren't happy about this at all. You know, they're because a lot of it also has to do with this oil pipeline going in through the Baltic and into gas and oil pipelines going into the Baltic. And the Europeans are in favor of this coming out of Russia. They're investing in these things. And now these sanctions are going to hurt that. And now the United States, under Obama, broke that. You know, remember we had gasoline crises in this country? So they weren't able to export all this gas. Now they're doing it at huge levels. And now it's about competition. And it's to drive the Russians out of the marketplace as the United States becomes more and more of a major producer of gas and oil. In within 2 years or less, the United States is going to be producing, you ready for this? More natural gas and oil than even Russia and Saudi Arabia. That's what you got going on. And that's the other point of these sanctions. These sanctions are nothing more than the disgusting propaganda coming out of Washington, and also, of course, about business, about the bottom line. Here, talking about Obama, this came out, this doesn't make the papers. Newly declassified memos detail extent of improper Obama-era NSA spying. Yeah, don't let those Russians hack anything. We got our government to hack into every damn thing we're doing. How dare those Russians? And America, they never hacked into anybody. Oh, no. We just sit home and mind our own business. The National Security Agency and Federal Bureau of Investigation violated specific civil liberty protections during the Obama years by improperly searching and disseminating raw intelligence on Americans or failing to promptly delete unauthorized intercepts, according to newly declassified memos that provide some of the richest details to date on a spy agency's ability to obey their own rules. This is from The Hill. This is not a left-wing organization. This is from The Hill, that site. The memos reviewed by The Hill were publicly released on July 11th through the Freedom of Information Act litigation by the American Civil Liberties Union. They detail specific violations that the NSA or FBI disclosed to the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court. Foreign intelligence. It's foreign to call anything they have and anything they do intelligence. That's what's foreign. You want to talk about an oxymoron? How about those morons? Anyway. Well, the Justice Department National Security Division during President Obama's tenure between 2009 and 2016. The intelligence community isn't due to report on compliance issues for 2017, the first year under the Trump administration, until next spring. Yeah, why should they tell us anything? Hey, remember Obama was going to be the most transparent president we ever had? And he was. He lived up to his word on that one. That guy was so transparent, man, you could see right through him. Total empty. Nothing there. Other than a lot of attitude. There you got it. Isn't that nice, huh? What else they got here? The NSA, that the missteps amount to a small number. Missteps. Isn't that nice? Missteps. Less than 1% when compared to the hundreds of thousands of specific phone calls and email addresses the agency intercepted. Jeez. What have they accomplished from this? Americans should be alarmed that the NSA is vacuuming up their emails and phone calls without a warrant, said Patrick Tomey, an ACLU staff attorney. The NSA claims it has rules to protect our privacy, but it turns out those rules are weak, full of loopholes, and violated again and again. What terror strikes have they stopped from happening, other than the setups that they've done with the FBI with innocent people? What have they done in 16 years of robbing us more and more of our rights? I don't fly anymore. I hate to fly anymore. I try to avoid it at all costs. It's such a humiliating process to go through the airport. For instance, the government admitted improperly searching NSA's foreign intercept data on multiple occasions, including one instance in which the analyst ran the same search query about an American every workday for a period. I got to read this again. For instance, the government admitted improperly searching NSA's foreign intercept data on multiple occasions, including one instance in which an analyst, a whore, a paid-for whore, ran the same search query about an American every workday for a period between 2013 and 2014. Isn't this something? Isn't this something? Yep. The new documents show that the NSA has, on occasion, exempted itself from its legal obligation to destroy all domestic communications that were improperly intercepted. Ah, yes, the Fourth Amendment. What a joke. What a joke, Constitution. There's no Constitution left in this country anymore. And now the next one we're looking at is Iran. Again, that's what we keep telling you to watch out for. Things are heating up with Iran. We're hearing it more and more. This new CIA director, Pompeo. Iran's extending its boundaries, extending its reach, now making an effort to cross the borders and link up from Iraq, a very dangerous threat to the United States. Huh. Yeah, before they link up to a rock, then all of a sudden, I mean, aren't they right near a rock? After a rock, then it'll be Joplin, Missouri, Ames, Iowa. One after another, Chicago, Illinois. And then New York, then Washington. Quote, Iran is the world's largest state sponsor of terror, and now they have a significant foothold in Syria. And Pompeo called Russia America's enemy when the decision was made to allow the Russians to enter Syria coming on 4 years ago. It fundamentally changed the landscape and has been certainly worse for the Syrian people. This is the guy running the CIA. Hey, Pompeo. Russia was invited into Syria by its president. Unlike the United States that has committed international crimes by bombing and destroying, invading, and slaughtering innocent people in Syria. Well, maybe that's too much for you to add up. The Syrian people in worse shape? The 500,000 Syrians dead, most of them long before Russia came in there, and now they're quelling it down. And by the way, another positive Trump element, and this hardly makes the news at all, a ceasefire agreement between the United States and Russia in sections of Syria. Again, the fact is that Russia intervened legally at Assad's request. And that's going back only to, 2 years ago. The United States started this war. We wrote about it in detail in the Trends Journal back in 2011. America's interests. Yeah, let's destroy another country, overthrow the government, and then turn it into a hellhole. Did a great job in Iraq. Look at the success. Look at Libya. It's beautiful. Matter of fact, I was thinking of going to Tripoli on vacation this year. Got to watch those Iranians. That's what we're looking for. Israel is totally against what's going on in Syria, particularly the ceasefire. Netanyahu said he wants, he should say what he wants, because the United States supports Israel with all our dough. Hey, those subways stink in New York. You got $3 billion, $30 billion under Obama signed off going to Israel. Hey, Cuomo, you can't find any dough to fix the subway? That's right. You went over there, too, and applauded what's going on over there in Israel. We got money for Israel, but not for New York. So Israel's against what's going on with Iran in Syria. That's going to be the next hot spot. That's what we see happening. And so it's saying, keep your eyes on that. You're going to hear a lot of propaganda, just like you're hearing the Russian propaganda about the Iranian propaganda. When a guy like this Pompeo makes, and this is a Trump appointee, that Iran is the world's largest state sponsor of terror. Could you believe this? Could you believe this? Iran hasn't invaded a country in 250 years. You look at all the overthrows of these governments. It's the United States supporting terror and the terrorists. We got David from Brooklyn.
Yes. I'd like to talk about the Federal Reserve. And from what I understand, they're the ones that set the the interest rate for banks to pay people who have savings accounts. And I'm just wondering if the reason for keeping the interest rate so low is that in some way to help the people that run the stock market force people into the stock market. So I'd like to get your opinion on that.
Yeah, the only reason the stock market goes up, and everybody knows it, and you don't have to ask me. You could ask, you know, the head of, you know, the largest hedge funds and investment companies. It's the only thing that's kept the markets up are low interest rates. And because they're borrowing money for nothing, stock buybacks and merger and acquisition activity. Look, when I was a young guy, there was no such thing as, you know, private equity groups and hedge funds. They didn't exist. You didn't have all these mergers and acquisitions. I remember when the first big one happened with RJR and Nabisco back in the 80s. It was a big deal. And now it's commonplace. It's a takeover. It's fascism. The merger of state and corporate powers. The banks are in charge along with the Wall Street, you know, white shoe boys. And that's all this is. And why do you think...
The likelihood of the Fed going up with the interest rate is not very likely. The banks, the Federal Reserve is going to keep that low.
Yes. Now that you're hearing Yellen saying that this is the Fed chairperson, that this is the new normal, these low interest rates. So that is a war against the savers, because back in the old days, you could put money in the bank and you would get interest rate on it, and you'd buy certificates of deposit, and you'd even get more. So now you don't have that anymore. The only purpose of this free money, I'm not making this stuff up. By the way, if you want to keep on top of the news and ahead of the trends, I really suggest anyone listening to consider becoming a subscriber to the Trends Journal. All these questions, everything we're talking about, we do Trends in the News broadcasts each weekday night. The new Trends Monthly just came out. It's a terrific magazine, nothing like it. The Trends Journal. We do a trend alert each week. And we've been writing and talking about this for a very, very long time. What's happening is that, again, this is the new normal. Again, I'm not making this stuff up. You go to the European Central Bank. They have negative interest rates in Europe. Negative interest rates in their stock buybacks. They call it quantitative easing. Isn't that a nice money? That nice name? To buy corporate bonds. The merger of state and corporate powers. They're buying bonds from Nestle. They're buying bonds from Heineken. They're buying bonds from the big drug companies. These are facts. There's no democracy. It's democracy. There's nothing there. It's one big takeover. They're keeping this money low and cheap so that they keep the Ponzi scheme going. End of story. If interest rates go up too much, you're going to see a crash happen. Okay. Thank you very much. David from Brooklyn. We're going to be wrapping up soon here. And I want to thank everybody, of course, for tuning in to Progressive Radio Network. And I want to just close on talking a little bit more about the economy. You know, right now, we're looking at renters at levels we have not seen since 1965, people cannot afford to buy homes. And not only can they not afford to buy homes, they're renting, but again, a new trend that didn't exist before, you have major companies that now are in the rental business. So when we had that crash of the housing market, they bought up hundreds of thousands of homes, these private equity groups and other big groups. And now they're renting these homes out. So now people are caught in a catch-22. They're stuck in a position of rising rentals and housing prices that keep increasing that they can't afford to buy. It's the merger of state and corporate powers. It's by every definition fascism. Fascism has come to the United States. You can see who's in charge. It's the military-industrial complex, the cyber-industrial complex, the banksters, and big business. There's no clearer example than Amazon, Bezos, owning the Washington Post and putting out the propaganda coming from a company that now controls so much of our society. This would have never been allowed before when we used to have regulations in place. People ask me if I'm a libertarian. I said, no, I'm not. I'm a nothing. I believe in laws. You got stoplights, don't you? Can't kill people, oh, unless you're the government, or your low-life little congressmen and senators who order murder. And anybody that supports them, in my mind, think for yourself, you're an accessory to the crime. So as we're looking forward and looking at fascism and looking at who's in charge, and looking at the economy, it's only going to get worse. And I say that I'm not a libertarian because there were laws in place. Robinson-Patman Act, Sherman Antitrust Act, Clayton Antitrust Act, that would have prohibited the Bezos of the worlds and the Facebooks and the Googles and all the other companies that have monopolized society. So you and me, the little people, can get a job in Slavelandia. That's all this is. It's a new form of slavery. Not only physical, but mental. Because they own the networks too. Thanks to Bill Clinton. That's right. Federal Communications Act, 1996. So, thank you for tuning in. And remember, the future's in your hands. Don't drop it. Because if you do, you're going to lose it. This is Gerald Celente, Progressive Radio Network. And to get more information about the Trends Journal, go to trendsresearch.com. Thank you. Viene sempre a parlare del manerene. Se ci picchia, fanno di sì, a parlare, picchia.